The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'd like to speak today mostly about faith. Is that okay? Okay. Mostly about faith and also a little bit about doubt. Faith, also called confidence or trust or conviction, is said to be a spiritual faculty. It's something that we develop that assists us on the path. And the Pali word for this is sadha. And it's important to note that in Buddhism, the word faith doesn't have anything to do with belief in particular. So that's often why we use other translations for it, like trust or confidence. And I encourage you to get comfortable and think of the word that works best for you. I'll probably use faith throughout this talk just because that's resonating for me, but other words are certainly possible. And the Pali word sata actually means to place the heart upon. To place the heart upon. So, first of all, it's a verb. It's something that we do. And secondly, it has this sense of giving the heart over, giving yourself over to something else or to something greater. And so that's kind of the root of it, at least. And it's useful, especially at the beginning of a journey, the beginning of the path. That's actually why it's the first of the spiritual faculties, to have some of this quality, some sense of possibility, some inspiration for what you're doing. If you had no faith or no confidence in meditation or in anything useful, you wouldn't be here. So there's already something of that within all of us. The spiritual faculties are things that we already possess as qualities, functions of the mind, and they just get developed along the path. So it's worth noticing also that faith is not something static. It develops, and it comes in stages in particular throughout the practice. So I'd like to highlight three different stages of faith that are often described. The first is called bright faith, and the second is verifying faith, and the third, abiding faith. So bright faith is sometimes likened to falling in love, and it can often literally be emotional. So we hear a teaching, or we hear about a teacher, or something captures our heart, and we just feel, yes. We feel that kind of eager joy. Sharon Salzberg calls it eager joy or love-filled delight at the possibility of what we're undertaking and the prospects of realizing something from it. And we can even be inspired to fly off to Asia, for example, or maybe more sedately come to IMC or something like that. So, this is something that that there's action involved. There's energy. And it's definitely wholesome in the sense that we have put aside any sarcasm, skepticism, cynicism. Doubt is temporarily suppressed. We don't usually feel a lot of doubt during bright faith. We're so interested in what we're embarking on. However, bright faith is ultimately not strong enough to sustain us for the whole spiritual journey. So that kind of eager prospect ends up burning itself out in some way. It's sort of necessary but not sufficient, I would say. And so we'll then reach at some point a choice in our practice where we need to internalize what we're doing a little bit more. Bright faith tends to place the faith or the confidence or the trust in something outside of ourselves. It may be bigger than us, but it's something else, a teaching or a belief or another person. So then, if we continue on the path, you know, we may just fall away and, you know, it was an interesting thing to try meditation for 6 months and then we stop. Or we may begin the process of deepening our trust and our confidence by embarking on this next phase called verifying faith. Sometimes this stage you'll read is called verified faith. And I'm deliberately using a different word because verified to me sounds like it's already been verified, you're done. And my experience with this phase is that that's not at all true, is that it's actually maybe an extended period of time that includes a lot of doubt alongside the growing confidence. And so I'll address that a little bit more as I go along. So bright faith may have some of the same qualities as blind faith. And verifying faith is much more about investigation and our own intention and our own effort. So remember that sadha means to place the heart upon. So we can start to ask, where exactly am I placing my heart? The heart is not a trivial thing to offer. And to spend your life energy on doing something is not trivial. So at some point, you have to start asking, okay, what exactly am I doing? Where is this effort going? How is my spiritual life developing? And so we'll develop our own intention, our own effort, and we'll probably have to work with doubt also. So then working with doubt skillfully is a really important part of this phase of the path. And this could be a whole topic of itself. But essentially it consists of not giving in to cynicism or to skepticism, but nonetheless to allowing ourselves to question what we're doing, how we're doing it, is it working, how do I know it's working, and really asking deep questions about whether we're willing to do what the path is asking us to do. That's another, maybe even another translation of faith is willingness. Are we willing to do what's required on the path? So the Buddha himself encouraged this, actually. He insisted, in fact, that people check out the practices and the teachings for themselves. Buddhism is not going to give you a nice set of beliefs that you can hang your identity on and say, I'm a Buddhist because of X, and it's all done. In fact, you actually have to do the practices, take in the teachings, and see how they work in your own life, and discover what the Dharma means for you. One of the qualities of the Dharma is said to be ahipassiko. That's a Pali word that means come and see. So come and see for yourself what this is and what it means and what it can do. And that is ultimately a lot more meaningful, actually, than just hearing it from someone else, relying on something else. And so when we actually do that and we undertake to verify our faith and to work through some of these doubts and questions that come up in our practice, we may slowly discover, yes, actually, there is less suffering in my life. My heart is a little bit more open. I am just a little bit wiser than I was a year ago or longer. And so over time, confidence slowly builds in what we're doing, and we become more resilient to questions or criticisms or other things. And eventually, doubt becomes one more phenomenon that arises. Right? We're told to observe when things happen. We observe that we're angry. We observe that fear has arisen. And eventually we're just observing that, oh, doubt has arisen. That's okay. One more thing. It'll pass. Becomes one more aspect of the path. So I think faith and doubt can really coexist quite nicely in this way. And as we continue to practice, then eventually, maybe a while, but eventually, the faith deepens to the point where it becomes what is said to be unshakable, and that would be the abiding faith. So that is where we've completely internalized the practice, and just know it from a point in our, sort of deep in our bones. Sharon Salzberg has written a wonderful book just called Faith, and I recommend it. I'm going to read what she says about this. Anything outside of us that we look to for inspiration can crumble into dust. No symbol, no construction, no condition, no relationship, no life is immune to change. No beloved and esteemed teacher, no friend or loved one can avoid dying. What can any of us place our faith in that endures? According to Buddhist teachings, to discover that is to know the deepest level of faith. So I think what this points to is that, you know, after maybe a burst of bright faith and a longer period of verifying our faith, we come to a place where we know, you know, we know the teachings, and we have no self-definition, no limitation of anything from the past, no longer limits us, and doubt simply no longer arises. And when there's no more doubt, then there's no more need for faith, really. So that's a kind of the completion of the circle. So I hope that, you know, whatever is going on in terms of faith and trust and doubt in your own practice, that it provides, that you hold it in a way that provides juice for going forward, in a way that does actually develop this faculty and deepen it more. And may all of us come to a place of abiding faith. Thank you all.